part, let's say at the wedding, and you invited all the people that are related to you. You'd say you've asked all your
friends. All your family.
Mm-hmm. Any other way you might put that?
Well, you could say all your folks. Family and folks and relatives.
This came up in a conversation where I said, yes, she has the same family name. It does look a bit like me, but I'm actually...
No, can't.
Any other way, my friend said?
Well, I just said she's no kin to me, not related.
Let's say somebody came into town, so no one's ever seen him before. Say he's a what?
Stranger.
Would it make any difference how far away he came from?
Not really, if they didn't know him.
What about if he was from another country?
He'd be a foreigner, then.
Would you use the word foreigner if someone not from another country?
Not really.
How would you distinguish it?
Well, I think 2 years back, they'd probably use it on all people from not the immediate area. It would be a foreigner, regardless of whether it was from this country or somewhere else. But now, it more or less means somebody from out of the United States as a foreigner.
That would be a common name for a girl beginning with a letter M.
Not really. Mary.
And if two people were decided to live together under the law, they go to the church and
get married.
Who is George Washington's wife? Do you remember her first name?
Really?
Yeah. And
she was the richest widow in Virginia. He married in Bruton Parish Church.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where was that
at? Williamsburg. Lady Martha really attracted. She's the richest widow in Virginia. And comes out of George Kidd on.
There's an old song. Wait till the sun shines.
Wait till the sun shines, Mary. Yeah, wait till the sun shines.
Or who'd the cow kick in the stomach in the barn?
Well, that was, Mr. O'Grady.
First name?
Rosie?
No, yeah, I think you're right.
Huh?
I think you're right. That's the way I learned the song.
Rosie O'Grady?
Whoever wrote this last manual, I forgot. A good clue there.
Rosie O'Grady, Mick?
There's a girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party. Or...
Dinah.
Nickname for the name Helen, beginning with an N.
With an N. Probably we heard that one.
Yeah. How about Jimmy Carter's brother?
Oh, that's Billy. No, no, nickname for Helen, and we're supposed to have the N.
You remember our song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nelly.
Okay, there we go. Took a while, we got it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How about the first book of the New Testament? That's it.
First
of the four Gospels. Mm-hmm. The other three were Mark.
That's Matthew.
Uh-huh.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yep.
Hadn't been a good rap for you in a long time.
What would you call the woman who conducts school? She'd be what?
The woman who conducts school?
Uh-huh.
The school mistress.
Any other terms or old-fashioned terms?
Well, some of them called school madam, some of them called the principal.
There was you're a fan of baseball at all?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah. Do you know where the town is that they have the Hall of Fame?
At Cooperstown.